Last December, the Republicans in Congress passed a sweeping tax bill, and the president signed it. The bill, you may remember, included a big tax cut for corporations.
People who supported the tax cut argued that it would compel businesses to boost how much money they invest in things like equipment, software, new buildings, research.
And if it works, this new investment could be good for the economy in a number of ways. Most importantly, the investment in theory should make workers better at their jobs because they would have better tools to work with. Just like you're better at your job if you have a computer instead of a typewriter. And when workers are better at their jobs, they tend to get paid more.
And meanwhile, people who argued against the tax cut said it was just a giveaway to rich people, that companies will give the money to their shareholders by buying back shares instead of spending it on the kind of investment that helps workers.
So, who is right? Is the tax cut working? Are companies actually investing more money? This is The Indicator, where every day we tell you a short story about the economy. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. And today, after the break, dueling indicators.
Dueling indicators.
Stacey and I are going to take opposite sides and then argue them. We'll flip a coin to see which of us is going to argue that the tax cut is working and which is going to argue that it is not. And you, the listener, can vote on how I'm right and Stacey's wrong.
Full disclosure, Cardiff, you should know that I was the co-president of my high school debate team, Boise High, go Braves, and you should ask yourself one question. Do you feel lucky?
Ooh, nice.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform. Invest in high-growth companies of the future, innovating in clean water, renewable energy, and medical breakthroughs. Claim a $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/indicator.
Stacey, okay,
yes.
It's time to flip a coin.
Yes, you've got a quarter there.
I've got a quarter. I'm making noise with it, all right?
Okay.
And basically, I think we're going to do... Heads, you argue that the tax cut's working. Tails,
okay.
I argue that it's not working.
Wait, no,
I'm
but that's
kidding.
The same thing.
I'm just kidding.
Nice
okay.
try, Garcia.
Right. Okay, seriously. Heads, you're going to argue that it's working. Tails,
okay.
I'll argue that it's working. Here we
okay.
go. Tails, I am arguing that the tax cut is working.
Ugh.
You're going to argue that it's
I
not.
I almost feel bad for you right now.
Here we go.
All right.
Okay, I'll start. The tax cut, Stacey, is definitely working.
Sure. Tell me all about it.
We know this because of a report last week by Credit Suisse equity strategist Jonathan Golub. He showed that in the first quarter of this year, big public companies were on pace to spend 20% more on capital expenditures than in the first quarter of last year. So that's today's first Planet Money indicator, 20%.
And capital expenditures are another measure of business investment.
Yes, it can be measured in a few different ways, but usually it refers to physical assets and sometimes also things like research and software. And this expected increase of 20% is more money spent on investment than critics of the bill had anticipated. And if you look at other estimates of what companies are doing, investment is growing faster than stock buybacks, which is what everybody was worried about.
Lies! This is ridiculous.
Lies, damn lies,
lies,
and statistics.
Lies.
And indicators.
Lies and indicators. Exactly. So listen, Cardiff, I read this Credit Suisse analysis too, and it also said that the majority of the increased investment was being done by only 10 big public companies.
Yeah, that's true, but it's still more money being spent in the economy.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, I have brought an indicator of my own. Remember those public companies, lest we forget, are not the whole economy, and we have numbers for the whole economy.
I was hoping you wouldn't find that, yeah.
They're in the first quarter GDP report. Investment in the first quarter of this year was 6.1% higher than it was in the first quarter of last year. So that is my Planet Money indicator, 6.1%. And that is pretty good. But it is also roughly the same pace at which it was growing last year before the tax cut was passed. Mic drop.
Okay, we're going to call that one a draw, I think. Too
really?
Close to call.
We're going to call it a draw.
okay,
sure.
Well, let's keep in mind that it's only been one quarter since the tax cut was passed.
Yes.
So maybe instead we should look to the future. And guess what? Manufacturing companies told the Institute for Supply Management that they now expect to increase investment by 10.1% this year. Back in December, they were predicting it would be just 2.9%. Gee, I wonder what's changed. I wonder what's driving that.
Okay, this is like, this is just so circumstantial right now. Anyway, it is funny that you should mention that because there is a tough question we probably both need to ask ourselves, which is this. Even if investment does go up a lot this year, there is just no way for us to know if it was the tax cut and not something else driving it.
It's something you say when you're nervous about losing the argument.
That's not true. This is just something you say when you're actually interested in learning the truth instead of pushing some point.
And the truth is indeed that economists also argue a lot about just what it is that drives a company to increase investment. So if the economy is strong enough, for example, investment might just rise naturally. But investment can also be influenced by the tax code, whether it's easy to borrow the money needed to invest, if a company's equipment has gotten old and needs to be replaced. All of those things could influence investment, and those are just a few examples.
So I might argue here that the tax cut won't do much because what really drives investment is the overall strength of the economy. So if households are spending money and plan to keep spending money, then companies will want to make more stuff to sell those households, and companies will therefore be willing to make the investments needed to make the more stuff to sell to the households. Not only that, but in a strong labor market, it becomes harder to hire new workers. So companies will also make investments to make their existing workers more efficient. And right now, we have a strong labor market.
And meanwhile, I could argue that the tax cuts really do matter because the tax cuts let companies keep more of their profits, which therefore incentivizes these companies to spend the money to make more goods and services to sell because they'll end up keeping more of the money.
And of course, Cardiff, it could be that both of these things, the tax cuts and the economy, matter. That said, end of duel. Can we call the duel?
That's it. I'm holstering my gun.
I hope you feel okay about
it. It's like in one of those westerns where I'm checking my jacket to see where the bullet holes are. You know?
So email us or tweet us and let us know who you think has the better argument. And please just don't let the fact that I was a high school debating champion influence you in any way.
I think this should be graded on a curve. I think the high school debating champ should have to meet a higher standard. It's like in golf. There should be a handicap here. Our email is indicator@npr.org. On Twitter, we are @PlanetMoney, just like our other colleagues. This podcast is produced by Darius Rafieyan, and we've also got links to the original sources and to other recommended articles if you want to learn more about this topic. All of that over at npr.org/money.
Just remember #TeamStacy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform. Invest in high-growth companies of the future, innovating in clean water, renewable energy, and medical breakthroughs. Claim a $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/indicator.
Hey, I'm Kelly McEvers from Embedded. Bill Spencer works at a coal mine in Kentucky. And when I start to ask him about a future without coal, he knows what I'm going to say.
So if
coal goes out, I'm done for.
Coal Stories on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts.